Hello, hello everyone. Luanne Marine here. Second time I'm trying. How are you? Happy, happy Friday. I don't even know if I'm in here. Where is it? Technical stuff. Oh yes, there I am. Awesome. Okay, so it's Friday and it's been a long time since I've been in here, so I have been working on a project, doing some project stuff, so I haven't had as much time to come in, so I do have Friday all to myself, and I've been popping in here and there, you've seen me, so if anybody has ever noticed, but that's by the by. So I wanted to come in. I have been really missing doing these, our weekly purpose messages. So I wanted to come in today. We had torrential rain here in Melbourne, and I think it's raining everywhere in the country at the moment. So very casual day. I feel very sporty, but I hope you're doing well. It's Friday. Okay, so I wanted to do something a little bit different, but I'm going to take one card from each of my favourite decks that I've been working with in the last few weeks. You may have already had a reading. So we'll take one card from each deck, and it relates to your next steps and your purpose. So I got off a training call, a hand analysis certification call this morning, and that class is actually, I know there's lots of different feelings, right? When something is ending, so it was a year-long class and we finish in November, so there's still a bit of time to come, and these beautiful souls have been learning all things hand analysis, all things purpose, our purposes and our fingerprints, personality in the lines, and oh, I have to show you something new I got too. And just we're doing a lot of going over the curriculum and putting it together, and I'm just so honored that hand analysis is getting out and other people are doing it and helping others with their purpose. So this is my question, I thought, well, today I'm going to focus these cards around your next steps when it comes to your purpose, right? So I had a conversation with somebody probably about a month ago. I was a little bit sad actually, because they were like, I don't know my purpose. You know how sometimes I guess when you kind of wake up, and I don't mean that word to, you know, there's this whole woke thing going on out there, but sometimes when you wake up and you remember who you are, you remember that you're a soul coming onto this earth plane to experience, and you come with a purpose, and there's this whole veil of forgetfulness. We forget, like we made the contract, we made the agreement, up wherever that is, that place is, and we're like, I want to do this, and I want to experience this, oh, and I want to be challenged by this, and I want to be joyful in this, and it's like, yes, 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 down we go, through the veil of forgetfulness, and we come onto the planet. And so this person had totally forgotten kind of who they were, really, who they are, not who they were, who they are, and was having a hard time, and so this is, I think, where hand analysis and many other modalities, like I really work with healers and coaches who want to help support other people, and teaching this to remember who you are. And these times when we get to a point where we forget who we are and who we've come to be, it's right in front of us. And so this conversation, and I really felt for them. You know, they didn't know what their purpose was, and when they didn't know, they went into this, they kind of went into this spiral downwards, which is not a bad thing, right? When you don't know your purpose and you wake up to, I need to find my purpose. We never forget it, but it's there. We just don't activate it. So I'm thinking, This is why my long-winded way. Your next steps to finding your purpose, or to experiencing your purpose, or to showing your purpose out there. Okay, so let's go. You can do one, two, or three. The three different decks, and this is the animal Scott Alexander King's animal deck. So let's pick a card from here. I did not put them up before. Normally I have a system, but we are riffing it today because it's Friday. Okay, so this is your next steps to your purpose. And this is the card, and these are Australian animals. Look at that, it's a red kangaroo, kind of muscly too. Hello, Michelle. Yes, this is live, lovely. This is live, this is the red kangaroo. And the message from the red kangaroo is kind of buff there. It says responsibility, right? Now, responsibility, Michelle, I've got to show you what I have. I'll show you after this. Responsibility. So your next steps to expressing, to showing up on purpose, and really just to even peek through and wonder what it is to take responsibility for this, if you've chosen the first card. And to me, responsibility in hand analysis is actually done by this finger. I don't mean to be rude, but it's this finger here. Saturn. Hello, Eva. Good to see you, Curry. So responsibility is represented by the Saturn finger. And the Saturn finger is about responsibility, walking your talk, and having systems. Like, I'm riffing today. I normally am very good at systems, but today I'm like, it's Friday. Who needs a system? So I'm showing up. Now, for this card, responsibility, for your next steps, is to take the responsibility to actually discover what it is. Okay? And it's not just a big statement. To me, purpose is a way of being. Purpose is kind of the driver of what you want to experience. So responsibility can be a heavy word too. Like, who wants to be... I actually think sometimes we can be too responsible, right? And that is the thing with the fingers as well, the Saturn finger. Yes, it is making sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. But sometimes responsibility, if you have a very, very long career line in that responsibility, it can be too much work, not enough play. So you can kind of feel into what this means for you. Yes, does that make sense? But taking responsibility for everything, and even, you know, my friend I was talking to, they didn't have any idea what their purpose is. But in talking to them, I kind of had a feeling, you know, that they love their family. There's the responsibility of family there for them. But it was probably too much. It's like, where can I expand out and really follow my true purpose? The kids are growing now. It's okay. You don't have to be overly responsible. But we do have to take responsibility in seeking it. So I hope that makes sense. Oh, good. Yes, showing up is part of the system. Great, Michelle. Awesome. So your next steps in responsibility is taking responsibility for discovering your purpose. That was that card, okay? And the big buff kangaroo, right? Have you ever seen kangaroos when they get in a fight? It's like, it's quite scary. Now, that one just flicked out. That one just flicked out. Okay, so I will go with that one. So these are the coffee oracles. Beautiful Michelle Temple Forest made these. And so the card for this is, and the messages for your next steps, is the rose. And it says, oh, I love this. Love, secret admirer, success. If you are single, a rose blooming in your cup foretells of a secret admirer who is far too shy to let their feelings be known. Ooh, la, 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 la. For those already attached, expect your love life to improve. Right? For study or career, soon you will celebrate a success. And the mantra is, I'm shifting a shining beacon. I'm a shining beacon for love in my life today. There we go. So stop the video if you want to read that card. So let's feel this. Love, secret admirer, success. I love this. So your next steps. Oh, okay. So it says here that somebody is too shy to reach out to you, to let their feelings known. So I want to ask, if you've chosen the second one, what is it that you are maybe not too shy, or maybe you have a desire to do something, and how to step into the purpose. And with clarity comes conviction, right? When you have clarity about something that you want and all energy is focused to that, it's magical, right? It is magic. It appears, or it happens, or there's an opportunity. So to me, I'm just going into that, you know, that shy. Sometimes we are shy to actually share with somebody what our desire is or what our goal is, when that person can actually help us. So your next steps for your purpose is to share in a way. Well, first get clarity around what you really want and what your purpose is, and then share. Look for a person who can be a confidant to you. Now, I don't mean, like, sometimes we'll tell people who we shouldn't tell about our dreams and our goals, because, and bless them, it's just that sometimes they don't see you or hold you high enough that you can see your own potential, and it can be threatening to them sometimes, right? I mean, sometimes it's people closest to you, right? So be careful who you share it with. Know, you know, sometimes if you've got a coach, or you've got a mentor, or just a best friend who really holds you responsible and can actually help you, support you with your goal, because sometimes just sharing it is enough to actually activate it. Then you've got to go out and do something with it. So that's a whole thing about creating, right? Creating what's in our field, create what we want. We first dream about it and then we take the action. And again, you know, the law of attraction says that, but it's also taking that action, focusing on that, so that you can actually live your best life, right? So that's the second card, the rose. I will put these up after. Hope that makes sense. And that it is for study, career, or success. Success, right? Success is actually right thumb. Okay, so our third card for today, and your steps to your purpose. The steps to your purpose. Oh, it's so good being back here. I've missed you. Right, let's go. Our third card, we'll just pick it out of here. What is it? Pleasure. You know how you get, you have your favourite oracle cards and you just keep getting the same cards no matter what, you know, month after month after month. I love this, especially in this group. It comes up a lot, so it must be for our collective and our group here. So your next steps is to have pleasure, to follow that pleasure. It kind of comes off the last one. It says time to indulge in something pleasurable for yourself, goddess. What brings you pleasure? Now go and do it. And she's got her hands up there. I love these cards. So what brings you pleasure? Interesting question. What brings you joy? And it's so interesting because I've been doing a project with people who are not, let's just say, not like our group or the person that is in our group, right? And that's not to say they're anywhere. I love it because it's so refreshing. But sometimes we can get a little bit stuck and a little bit tired of being in a bubble, right? There's a whole big world out there, There are many people in many different walks of life. And I kind of feel sometimes, and I reckon I did it too, like, you know, when we were going back in things a couple of years ago, we all got a little bit judgy of each other, right? We all got a little bit judgy, oh, they don't believe that, or they're doing that, or they did that, and, you know, why don't they wake up, blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, and it was like, well, I need to be in this group. And, yes, I do believe you need to be with people who are like-minded with you. But that doesn't mean, where am I going with this? That doesn't mean that people who don't think the same are any less or any better, I guess I'm saying. So what I'm saying with this is it's time to do something refreshing. It's time to do something different. Jump, go and meet up with somebody who you haven't caught up with a long time ago, because maybe they don't think like you. But there can be this dynamic that you might learn something and they definitely will as well. But make sure it's fun. So, does that make sense? If you chose this, let me know. But to me, it's like there's a pleasure in new things. That's what it feels like to me. It's like, you know, I'm always looking for adventure. And adventure could be just change a way that I've been thinking forever. Does that make sense? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, In that is fun and joy. Hello, Samantha. So those are the three cards. Your next steps, go and do something different and have fun with it and make sure it's yummy. That I'm going backwards now. Show up, right? Show up. Go and take action on something that you want to do for your purpose and take responsibility. No one is responsible for you. Nobody is responsible, right? And that's when we can get into that whole victim thing. They did that to me. BS, we did it ourselves. Okay, own that and take responsibility, and your life just gets easier and better and more fun. So, okay, yes, I want to tell you, exchange of energy, yes, lovely, yes, Michelle. I want to tell you something about, oh, Michelle, before I go, and I want to share with you next, if you are in Melbourne, look what I got, Michelle. I got it. So this is the new Fandangle magnifying glass for looking at hands. Michelle Flynn put me onto that and I love it. And it came with a little bonus. How cool is that? How could that? Finally. So I got home from my trip to Adelaide and my children looked after the house while I was away. Well, they're grown now. And I looked out and my house is a garden out the front and it's all locked here. So I looked out from the balcony, I went, oh, somebody's thrown something in my garden, right? Thinking the kids had had a party or something and there was a package in there. So I left it there, telling them to go and get it, go and get that rubbish in my front yard. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, no. And then I just remembered, I went, I was expecting something from Amazon and it was this thing. So thank you, Michelle. Now, next Saturday, I in Berwick, if you are in Melbourne, now I'm part of the, I have to get this right, the Conscious Soul Evolution Symposium. How do you like that? That's a great name. Conscious Soul. So I'm one of the speakers there. So amazing, Gwenda. She has created this. She's doing a nationwide tour. So if you cannot get to Melbourne, to the Berwick one, and you're in a different state, I'm going to put a link up below and you can come and join. Now, it's a one-day event. Michelle, you come over, right? And there's going to be amazing speakers. I'm one of them. Gwenda is the bomb. She is amazing. So it's going to be an unforgettable day of empowerment, nourishment, and an inspiration for the soul. Sacred circles, right? Tea ceremonies, rituals for a soul evolution. Like, she's just... I haven't met Gwenda in person, like a lot of people, since we were shut down. And I had a session with her. She's coming over from Perth, and she's an amazing teacher and healer. And she's all, I'll just keep going. So dance, laugh, play, listen with your heart, and feel the letting go of pain and worry. Hear the way, Samantha, you can come over too. Hear the way you can be a light and for a brighter, happier world. And it is going to be it's going to be deep, but also light. Does that make sense? You know, and so Gwenda was out walking one day and she's so connected to her, to God, higher self, all that kind of thing. And she does a lot of amazing work. And I got a call from her and she said, right, Lou, I was just out walking and your name came up. I got this download. I'm supposed to do this Conscious Soul Evolution. How cool is that? Symposium. And the first person was your face, and then she started getting people who she needed to be invited. So I was invited to this, so I'm very honoured to be there. Next week it is here in Berwick. So we can go and have dinner after or something like that, whoever's coming along, and we know each other. So I'm going to put a link down for that. That's going to be fun. And until then, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Let me know, did these cards make sense for you? Hello, Linda. Linda, you might want to come to this too, the Conscious Soul Evolution Symposium. I'm just really excited about that. And excited in a expansive way, you know? Like, I actually don't know really what's going to happen there. I don't even know what I know what I'm talking about, but just the other people there and the people who are going to be attending, I feel there's going to be a huge shift somehow for me personally and also for those there. So you're into shifts, come down. All right, my beautiful ones, I'm going to go now. Have a great weekend and see you soon. Bye for now.